Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing, everybody? Welcome to another bonus episode of Stall It.
Yeah, very welcome.
Producer Owen's had the break in his headphones.
Yep. So there's no questions then?
Not for a minute.
Right. What? Leave all this in.
Well, wait, why don't you tell loyal listeners what happens on the bonus episode of the Stall It podcast?
How's it going, loyal listeners? The bonus episode is an episode where it's bonus and we answer your questions that you send in to the email. It's stallit@goloudnow.com if you're wondering. And you want to be a loyal listener like all the rest of the loyal listeners and send one in, we'll answer it. And Owen reads them out and we answer them on the bonus. It's a bonus episode.
Thanks for that.
Lovely. Nice. Well explained.
So the last main episode will have been the one where I think we will have announced the change in criteria for submission of emails.
Oh, this is where the hate goes towards Darren.
Exactly.
As opposed to me.
Happen. Now, we are recording this before that has gone out because our kind of weekly recording schedule had changed this week. So
the hate is still directed towards me?
Yes.
It's still going to be.
Oh, we'll see. First one, though, it's...
You on the water?
Back on the water, bro.
What's going on there?
I just bought it because it was warm in here. I knew it was going to be warm in here, so I bought water.
Joe.
What?
You were going on about Oliver Plunkett recently.
Was?
Robbie has been on to us asking if you're aware of where Oliver Plunkett's head is.
I believe it's in a church in Drogheda.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. His fucking head.
In a glass box.
In a glass box down in Drogheda.
Darren, do you want to see your head?
I'd love to. No, do we want to see a person's head?
There he is. That's Oliver Plunkett's head in a glass box in Drogheda.
That looks like the mummy.
Yeah. There you go. So Robbie wanted to make sure you were aware of that, Joe.
Mad.
And we thank him for it.
And then the miracles that he performed are around heads. Including Oliver's head.
Yeah.
And his head is... He's living in a box. He's living in a glass case box.
Where?
Down in Drogheda.
Drogheda.
Down in Drogheda.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I just answered to said that, yeah. I was down at it. Went down to it. Lovely church down there. Drogheda is lovely. Lovely town. I like Drogheda.
I was never in Drogheda.
Nice. Should go down.
Went by Drogheda.
Isn't it? It's down near... Like, Drogheda is near the fucking... The mound. What's the mound? Where the sun goes through it.
Newgrange?
Newgrange, yeah. Isn't it? So then if you go visit Newgrange, and you should...
Should go to Newgrange, yeah.
And then pop down to Drogheda. There's a few nice restaurants.
How is it going, Drogheda? I'm only here because I went to Newgrange, so I was passing. How are you?
Yeah. And they go in and check out St. Oliver Plunkett's head.
There's hearts and all sorts of things belonging to different saints and people in churches.
Mm-hmm.
All over the country.
Any in Finglas Church?
Don't know. You tell me.
St. Valentine's heart is in a church around the corner from here.
And he's worldwide.
Yep, he's a big saint.
And the preserved heart of St. Lawrence O'Toole was stolen.
Correct.
So there you go. Cahill wants to know. Cahill from Wexico.
Wexico?
Wexico, that's how he puts it.
Nice.
Does he have a speech impediment?
Is he in Mexico, but he's from...
The west of Mexico?
Wexford.
Oh. But he lives in Mexico. He's from Wexford, maybe. Well... Sounds like that.
I think he just calls Wexford, Mexico. That's my guess.
Okay.
Where he go?
He wants to know what's the best type of pint. The examples he gives are like airport pint on your holidays, and the missus is upstairs getting ready, cheeky Thursday pint, etc. So not the best actual pint, but the best time, or you know.
That's a good question. I mean, my initial thoughts would be a full one. He touched on one there. When the missus is getting ready upstairs and you're already ready and you're downstairs and you have a few cans in the fridge, just put a can into a pint glass. I like that. A lonely pint. A lonely lunchtime pint. My favourite pint is a daytime pint, 1 o'clock, pint of Guinness, watching the racing or something like that in a pub. Mm. Love that. There's nothing more peaceful than a daytime pint in a pub, one of your mates, just no pressure, just fucking. I during the week as well, not a weekend. Love that.
An out point that I do.
They're the worst points.
Yeah, they're always bad in the function room, aren't they?
Yeah, awful, yeah. I like oh, those if, ones.
Yeah, daytime points.
Do you know if you're at a function and you fancy now Guinness, but the, you know that function room Guinness is shy, and just go down into the bar on your own just to have a nice Guinness, because you know you're going to get a nice one, then you're like, they're all up there having shy points of Guinness and I'm down here having the nice one.
Yeah.
That's good.
Holiday points. When you're on holidays and you're doing a little bit of, when you're in a city and there's terrazzos. I love Spain and Italy and France because there's terrazzos where you can sit out and everyone's just sitting around having pints in like a wine glass almost, and they just look, and they're like a euro, and you don't even know what you're drinking. You're just saying, can I have a lager? And you just come out with a frosty blade and you don't even know what Mahou or San Miguel or something that you're drinking, but you're outside and you just stopped.
You might get a little ham and cheese toasty.
Yeah. Well, ham and cheese toasty.
Yeah.
Where?
On holidays.
No way. Where the fuck does ham and cheese toasties?
I got ham and cheese toasty on a point before in Tenerife.
In Tenerife? Ah, oh, for fuck's sake.
Under a little canopy. Like that.
What'd you not get?
In the roast and hot in Tenerife, you're sunburned, as you'll explain in the upcoming Wednesday episode. You're sunburned in Tenerife and you're going getting ham and cheese toasties.
11 o'clock ham and cheese toasty, yeah.
Fuck off, man.
What? No, whatever.
Yeah.
It just feels like a totally wrong place to have ham and cheese toasty.
I'll do what I fucking want.
Yeah, we know. You're right to.
But I think more than holiday points,
funeral points.
Funeral points are good as well, but again, they're kind of function roomy. They remind me of a function roomy kind of point. Yeah.
If you're at a funeral in like downstairs in a lounge, like in a nice pub, a point, a good pub that does a good point, you'd be laughing there. Well, you won't be laughing, you'd be crying, and you'd be laughing because the Guinness is nice.
So are you going with funeral points? Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Midweek day drinking points, that's my answer.
I don't really point drink myself.
You see, you're not.
More of a cocktail man.
Cocktails and function rooms, that's your speed these days.
Oh yeah. Cocktails and function rooms.
Okay, next one from Fiona.
Hello.
Would you rather kiss everyone you meet ever again or never kiss anyone ever again?
Never kiss anyone ever again.
Not even you, Amy?
Oh, I've kissed her loads of times.
Like on the lips? Like me? Never meet anyone again, or just like never. Mwah.
Or you'd just be too uncomfortable.
Kissing everyone?
Just kissing strangers and shit.
Would everyone be okay with you kissing them?
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
I'd say no.
No.
Oh, well then no. Then you fucking rape. Would you rather rape everyone you see?
Jesus
fucking
Christ.
That's what it is. If they're not okay with you kissing them, that's what it is. That's literally what it is.
Jesus.
So no, yeah, never kiss anyone again, rather than kissing everyone and everyone being okay. Imagine me having to come in here and kiss you every time, man.
And you had to just go with it.
You imagine.
But I'd have to kiss you too.
You'd have to kiss me back. Oh, reluctantly.
Then, like, that wouldn't be a problem because if
you'd have to pull us
that's
apart.
That's just the law.
Meeting them. What are you meeting them for? My folks? But everyone would take me playing
no,
ages.
Like real, you don't have to meet the person, Joe. And you say, oh, what you did. Like.
The tongue wasn't in the rules, Joe. Right. Another would you rather from Cian this time.
Hello, Cian.
Would you rather be stuck in a romantic comedy with the most annoying person you know? Or be stuck in a horror movie with each other.
Me and Darren? Stuck in a horror movie?
It's an email to your podcast. So.
What's the first one? Stuck in a
A romantic comedy with the most annoying person you know.
Ah, I'd rather be stuck in a horror with Darren. That'd be a bit of crack at least. Legging away from Scream.
Legging away from Ghostface.
Taking his mask off.
But you wouldn't know it was a film. Like you're
because that's the question.
So which one of you would be hysterical?
I feel like I could.
I'd be crying.
I think you'd be hysterical, yeah.
Hey, you'd be crying as well.
I would be shit.
No, one of you has to be the level-headed hero here, or are you both just. Otherwise, both be dying early on in this film.
I think the two of us would be sobbing early on.
I'd be manipulative. I'd be throwing Darren into the arms of the killer just so I could get away.
Yeah, and then what'll happen is the killer will come out from the door behind you and stab you in the back.
I'd say, oh, fuck's sake.
Yeah.
I'd say, well, at least I'm out. At least I'm out of this scenario.
If he does that, that could pave the way for you to be the hero. Or to survive, at least.
Ah, oh, please, don't stab us, man. Please. You just stabbed the life out of me.
Or be in a rom-com with an annoying person.
The most annoying person, you know.
Yeah.
Are they the love interest?
I guess so.
Ugh. I'd hate to be in a rom-com with me missus.
He's on one today.
I'm only messing. She'll like that one. No, she won't. She'll hate it. I love you. I'd hate to be in a rom-com full stop. So, hard off film. 100%.
Good answer.
Is it?
No. Well, I mean, is there any bad answers?
There is.
Only bad... There's no bad answers. Only bad questions. Because that's the phrase, isn't it? Only it's upside down.
Yeah.
No bad question. No good answers. No.
Yeah.
Smoking again.
Anymore.
Would you rather live in a barn full of farmyard animals or live in your house, but your house is full of farmyard animals?
How full are we talking? Like one of each?
That was Rory. Full.
Two of each?
Yeah. Two of each anyway, yeah. So pig,
of every animal in the world.
Sheep, cow, a couple of types of cows, I suppose.
Stinky.
Dogs,
sheep,
and farm sheep dogs.
Collies.
Yeah, horses. Very smelly. Horses, yeah. Donkeys.
Pigs.
Chickens. A couple of ducks, I'd say. A couple of mice, maybe.
I mean, me gaff couldn't handle it. It's not big enough, so I'd rather live in a barn. But then you'd be freezing.
Yeah,
you have to sleep there.
Yeah, you live there. Freezing, I don't know where you're washing. You're probably washing in the trough.
You're going to have to live with them either way, so I'd rather just live in me gaff with them.
Like, if you can put a lock on your bedroom door.
Can you keep them out of the bedroom?
Well, can the pig unlock a door?
A mice could probably scratch it now.
Pigs are pretty clever. Pigs are as clever as dogs.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Are they?
They're very clever. If you look into the intelligence of pigs, it makes you feel very guilty eating a sausage.
No, it doesn't.
Pigs are very emotionally clever too. It will.
No.
Pigs are very clever. Yep.
Why are you so fat? Emotional eaters.
Just eating all day.
I don't think.
Muck and all.
They're supposed to be that big. I don't think that counts. They're not overweight. Like, they're just big.
Are they not bred that way?
I don't know.
What do they be eating?
Grains. Grains and dirt.
You think they'd be eating rashers and all? The size of them.
Themselves?
Eating themselves. Like.
Chewing on a leg.
They do eat dead animals.
Oh, the dirty bastards. You can see where they're bleeding. Muslim people and Jewish people don't like eating it. It's weird when you think about it.
It's fucked up, eating all that.
They'll eat you. Pigs will eat you. In 2012,
the noise of them.
A farmer in Oregon was eaten by his pigs. He had a heart attack and fell into their enclosure. By the time one of his family members came out for him, only his dentures were left.
Jesus, he went to town on him, didn't he?
How long did it take to eat him?
Not long.
Like, what are we talking?
I don't know.
An hour?
It's the chickens I'd be afraid of, and the roosters. Do you ever see their claws?
Flapping all over the place.
Yeah, that would be dangerous.
Rooster bleeding tear the face off you. Oh, they're like knives. Cockfighting. Did you ever see the cockfighting?
Oh, yeah.
Animals.
A lot of cocks fighting.
The cocks bar teeth. They'd cut you to ribbons. Yeah.
Percy pigs. They're nice, aren't they?
Gorgeous, eh? Pig, rasha flavoured ice pops.
Yeah, pigs have problem-solving abilities.
Sure they do.
And an aptitude for learning complex tasks. You're really hostile to the idea of pig intelligence.
I just feel like they're not.
He loves his sausages and his rations.
That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't be trying to change his mind.
National Sausage Day soon.
Is it? Is it?
Yeah.
You have it on your calendar?
Yeah.
You said that you were going to bring me in curry sauce.
No, I forgot. I'll bring it in next time.
I could kill you.
No, I'm fucking sorry.
Do you want to hear the 10 most intelligent animals?
Go on.
At number 10.
Can we guess them? Can we guess them?
Okay, I'll start you off. Rats, number 10. Humans is number 1. Right, so.
Crow.
Raven is number 3. So.
Dolphin.
In the corvid family. Dolphin's number 2, yes.
2?
Yeah.
Whale.
No.
Thought whales are intelligent, no?
They are.
Oh, an orca.
They're intelligent, but they're not in the top 10.
Yeah. What about Free Willy? He was fucking real intelligent.
Yeah, but they're not in the top 10.
Like a monkey, an orangutan, something like that.
A chinch-
chimpanzee.
Bonobos are ninth. And chimps are fifth.
America. They're clever little fuckers.
Dog?
Dog is so broad. You'd have like those really stupid dogs dragging everyone else down.
Oh, an elephant.
Dogs are 13th. Elephant, crows are 12th. Elephant is 6th.
We're getting there.
A crocodile.
There's another bird in there.
Another bird?
Seagull. They're fucking clever. They know where the food's at.
Think of, like, there are some birds that can do very impressive stuff.
Parrot.
Yes.
Ah.
African grey parrot at number 7. So we are left with number 8. It's a sea dweller. And then number 4. Number 8.
It's a sea dweller.
Not a dolphin. It's not a whale.
It's a...
It's not a fish. I'll tell you how much. It's not a fish.
A seal.
No.
Crab.
Jellyfish. It's not a fish.
I thought you were getting there. I don't think jellyfish is a fish.
Jellyfish is a fish. It says jellyfish.
Octopus.
Oh.
Octopus. Yeah. Highly emotionally intelligent too.
Crying and all.
Yep. Octopus will fall in love with you. And number 4, the fourth most intelligent animal is...
Give us a hint before telling us.
I've been telling you for the whole episode.
Oh, pig.
Yep.
Ah, shit.
There you go now.
A pig is the fourth most intelligent animal in the world.
Some pigs can play computer games.
No, right?
I'll leave that with you, okay?
I feel like he's having a go at you, Darren.
Oi.
I'm not having a go, I'm just saying...
Are you calling me a pig?
I'm saying pigs can play computer
games. You calling me a pig?
The guard. Yeah. Oh, yeah, fucking, yeah. Get in here, fuck up, yeah.
Rats. Rats and pigs.
Were we finished that question?
I said that I'd live in the gaff because now we've no choice. You're going to live with them anyway, so.
Yeah.
Rather have a bit of heat or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the gaff as well. But it'd be cramped. No, I'm going to go with the barn just to be different.
Thought so.
Yeah. Yeah. Get a hammock.
The barn brack.
See, in the barn, last point I'll make to you here. In the barn, you lose all your advantages, really. You've got your intelligence, but you're going to get the last pick of beds. Unless there's kind of mezzanine floor to this barn.
Like a loft. I'm imagining there's a loft.
Yeah. If there's not, though, you're just getting pushed right out to the door, I'd say. You aren't overpowering a pig or a cow or... Like, what do you have, really? You know, you're just reducing the whole debate and the whole social structure in the barn. It's you're leveling the playing field for them.
Do you know what he has an advantage over? All of us? Hands.
Who, me?
Yeah.
So you have hands as well?
Well, all of us, I say, yeah.
Oh, okay.
She has a hands.
Yeah.
Pick up things and...
Can I just kill them? Could I just like say, yeah, my gaff, and then just kill them?
I don't think so.
Oh. I wanted to get chickens anyway.
Yeah.
I want to get chickens because they lay eggs every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Every fucking day.
If they're healthy.
Did he have to be riding?
No.
No.
I'm going to pick all that farm animals living with me and me.
In your apartment.
Yeah.
It's getting crowded, but yeah.
It's such a silly question, isn't it?
It is a silly question.
But that's what's so great about it.
Yeah.
No, there's no silly questions. Because they're all great.
I might give that one to Terrence and Calvin as well.
See what they say.
You're still in the barn, are you?
Yeah, I'm still in the barn. I'll camp up in the loft. I don't mind. I can sleep anywhere.
I live in the house. Half of them can't even get up the stairs, so you've got some peace and privacy there. The other half can't get to the door into your bedroom. You've got an oasis. You've got a sanctuary. That's going to be very important for you. Your house is close to shopping and major public transport routes.
Imagine the noise of a fucking horse.
Be in the barn as well.
But it won't be knocking off doors and smashing windows and all, like, and place falling out of the press and smashing things. Like, what's bleeding? Clip clop down there again.
They're all going through you go shopping and then they're all going through the drawers and.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little moochers.
Opening the fridge.
Especially the pigs and all.
Yeah.
And the rats as well. They'll open packets of crisps.
Oh, yeah.
The rats will be scratching.
They'll figure out where you keep the biscuits.
No. The shed, the barn. They'll be wrecking your gaff. They'll be smashing the telly in. They'll be smashing mirrors falling off the wall. And your couch will be destroyed.
I'm getting deja vu here.
It's like a pug.
No, it's just like, I feel like we had this conversation, but like. I know, weird, I don't know.
Like literally deja vu?
But not like in the sense that, oh, we talked about this before, but like, do you know that way?
Yeah, yeah.
Actual deja vu, yeah.
Yeah, and I knew that you were going to say what you said next and all that. Like fucking Charles Xavier.
It's so weird. Deja vu is
ask
really
me what
weird.
I'm thinking of right now.
What am I about to say next?
You're going to say, that was good, wasn't it?
Goo Goo Gaga.
Oh, yeah. It's close. Give us what you think. Do it again.
What am I going to say now?
Hi, Corumba.
I was going to say, that's the end of the bonus episode of the podcast. We've come to the end. But I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope the listener did too.
I hope you did.
Make sure you wear sun cream there now, because the sun is coming out and...
It's raining now, I think.
Is it?
We can't predict the future. Still, I can, though. And it's not raining.
Darren can see 2 seconds into the future.
Yeah, phone's going to fall. Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
There you go.
Wow. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
See you then. Mind yourself out there. It's scary sometimes.